A mariner's organisation is angry its workers haven't been classified as essential workers, meaning they aren't included in the first group of New Zealanders to be vaccinated. Kiwi seafarers say its staff regularly traverse the border and should be among those at the front of the queue for COVID-19 jabs. Their case was supported last week when an overseas crew member returned a historical positive test while his ship was berthed in Taranaki. Kiwi seafarers Nathan Schumacher joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is the level of risk that seafarers experience when they're dealing with cases of people at the border?
Just as high as airline crew. However, they've been prioritised to be vaccinated. Back in February, 3,800 of them for Air New Zealand staff got vaccinated. So why don't we?
Just explain to me how that is, so how that actually works. So when a foreign vessel turns up, what, they go on board, but they have PPE, that sort of thing?
No, this isn't just for foreign vessels that are arriving into New Zealand waters. These are for seafarers who leave who leave New Zealand to go overseas to join vessels overseas at foreign ports and trying to come back home from foreign ports. The New Zealand government has protocols already set up for the maritime border, which is fine. That's working okay. We're talking about New Zealand seafarers who are in foreign ports. They're not being represented and they've not been vaccinated.
Right. What is the length of time, though, that they would spend away from New Zealand? It would be quite a lot longer, wouldn't it, on average, than an airline person?
Look, anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks up to 6 months. It depends on the contracts they're on, and it depends on their rotations.
And you're saying you'd like them vaccinated before they go as added protection, so when they come back, they're less of a risk?
Yes, exactly. Well, on the 25th of March, a joint call from five UN members, the International Civil Aviation Organization, the Labour Organization, Maritime Organization, World Health, and the Organization for Migration, all called for seafarers and airline crew to be vaccinated as part of countries' programs. Now, the airline crew have been vaccinated, but the seafarers haven't. They've also been classified as essential workers by the International Maritime Organization, which New Zealand government has ratified. Nothing's reflected in their policies.
Okay, just very quickly, how many would this affect?
In New Zealand, we're talking at least 300 to 400, so it's a small drop in the bucket compared to the airline crew.
Nathan Schumacher, thank you very much for that from Kiwi Seafarers there.